So good morning, Shannon McCarthy with DOT. Thank you for joining us again at KSTK for these important landslide updates. Do you have any just broad brushes that you would like Wrangell residents to know about?
Yeah, so the clearing crew was able to make a tremendous amount of progress yesterday. They punched through a connection, so we are connected now. However, the first folks that are going through are actually going to be the power company. So they're ready to go and setting up power poles, and we'll hopefully have power restored to the southern part of the highway, all the residents past the slide. So that's a positive. I don't have an ETA on when power would be restored, but they are working on it right now. There still does need to be a lot of cleanup and stabilization in the area. The slide does shift from time to time, so we are taking a look at that, and we're considering how we provide access to the public and still keep it safe. So we may end up just starting with some daytime hours, some openings for folks, or we may bring in flaggers as well. So we just want to make sure that everyone's safe when they start to use that roadway again.
Okay, well, you answered a couple of the questions that I had as I was wondering how much progress had been made yesterday clearing the road. It sounds like significant progress was made, so that's really good to hear. I also was just curious, I know folks here are curious about, well, just to back up, that having that clear also means that power will be established. It sounds like that's going to happen too, and then phone lines follow power. So that will all be great. And access was my next question, and it does sound like individual residents will not just be able to drive back and forth as usual. I'm assuming that's one lane, and they're going to need to either have, as you said, specific times where it's okay to drive through, or flaggers. So at this time, is that still sort of being decided?
It is being decided right now, and part of it is we have to, you know, every morning the crew does do an aerial survey of the slide area to see what's happening, if there's, you know, any significant shifting, you know, and then they clear the crews to work in those areas again. So so we do that every day, and yesterday there was some additional shifting. You know, our crew handled it just fine. We make sure we have we always have eyes on the slide area above the road, so that our crews can continue to work safely. And that's what we want for the public too. We want the public to be able to use this highway safely. So we want to figure out what the best way to do that is, and then make sure that we communicate that really clearly with the public so that they can start to get back to the activities that they had before this happened.
Okay. Well, it's very good to know that that is open. One, I think, sigh of relief for folks who are living on the south side of the slide is just now emergency vehicles can get through. So if someone's injured on the other side, or, you know, heaven forbid, a fire or something, that emergency vehicles can get through. So that's huge. And thanks to DOT for working on that. It sounds like, so can you confirm, it sounds like that the condition of the road once the debris was cleared is actually in pretty good shape. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. It was, we were pleased to see that the asphalt was still intact, other than the spot you and I spoke about yesterday, which was just on that northern part of the road.
Okay. All right. Well, Shannon, I believe that answers all of the questions related to your department, the Department of Transportation. Any other update before we close out today? Any other piece of information?
Nothing to update yet, but when I get reports today in terms of like the power, I'll go ahead and send you a quick email. And then if we do have anything that we can communicate with the public in terms of when they can start using the road, we will let you know that as well. We are bringing in a portable message board, and actually we'll bring in two, but one has arrived today, and so that will help out as well. Once we start sharing messages, we'll put that up on that portable message board.
Okay, so portable message board, is that the thing that you would see by the side of the highway that maybe has lights or some sort of a scroll message for
That's
folks?
Right.
Okay.
Yep, it'll have a flashing message on it. So that, like I said, it just arrived today. We brought that in via ferry from Juneau, And then we're looking for another one to rent, maybe from Ketchikan, and we'll bring that in again by ferry.
Great. Well, that will be very helpful. Okay, Shannon, thank you very much. I appreciate your update, and I look forward to speaking again with you tomorrow morning.
All right, sounds great. And I'll send you some emails today if I've got more information.
Thank you so much, and we will get those out to the public as soon as we receive them. So thank you.
Thanks, Cindy. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.